The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ciara Doherty here sitting in for Kieran today, and delighted that it is Kids Clinic and that this week we are tackling the subject of sibling rivalry. Delighted to be joined by parenting coach of parentsupport.ie, Aoife Lee. Good evening, Aoife. You're very welcome.
Good evening. Yes, the perfect topic after the weekend of being at home with the kids.
I mean, I think as a parent, right, you're not prepared for anything actually until you have your first child. But you think you know, sleepless nights and, you know, less energy and less time for yourself and worry about them. All of those things, you kind of see that in your future, as well as all of the joy, I should point that out. Yes. But the thing I didn't see coming was the fighting.
Yeah.
And it is wearing.
It is so wearing. And do you think the kids have any idea how wearing and heartbreaking it is on the adults? Absolutely not. It's significant. You know, I've been supporting families for years now, and I've yet to meet parents or any adults that don't experience the kids fighting at home. Like, it is part and parcel of family life.
Okay, so let's just be clear to all of those people out there. Let's look at the time. It's 5:30. Yes. You're getting dinner on the table. Wars are probably about to begin. It's normal.
Turn this slot up. It is totally normal. Like, it is part of, like, dare I say, like, the kids' development. It's a time in their life where they do push boundaries. They do deal with conflict in a safe space of home life. And, like, for the most part, it is kids will go into fighting with their sibling. It's a kind of a tunnel vision experience, and it is emotion with intent. So a lot of it is looking for a connection, attention. They're looking for reaction, primarily either from their sibling or the adult. They're maybe used to the adult coming in and playing referee, or maybe it's just a given day. It's whatever's happened in that day, or they're venting or they're frustrated about something. And, you know, often it is the nearest and dearest, our loved ones, that we will take it out on. And no matter what age the kids are, you know.
So we're talking about sibling rivalry here, and we've kind of gone a slightly off course because we're talking about siblings rowing. But is that how it generally manifests itself?
Often. I mean, I'm very conscious that every household will be different, different parenting styles and approaches. But with the kids, different personalities and temperaments, they will have different coping mechanisms when it comes to confrontation. Some kids are physical, others are not. So we get to know very quickly our kids and their triggers, the responses and how they engage, you know.
But you're saying it's actually a positive thing because they're learning how to deal with another person, they're learning how to deal with conflict, difference of opinion, and they're learning hopefully how to navigate that while driving you insane in a safe place.
Yes, I would say, you know, there's an element of this which is learning. It's just to give listeners hope that it is, you know, it's not a long-term impact, that negative impact. There is a learning in that. When it comes to, I suppose, how to manage boundaries and how to manage expectations and conflict resolution, they're all positive as well. But they still endure the frustration of either the physicality of what's going on, the winding each other up, you know, and then the adults are here and the whinging and the giving out and the screaming. And one thing I say is, and I kind of say to all my clients, particularly when they talk about the kids fighting, be mindful of often the child that shouts the loudest, the one that's the most vocal.
Watch them.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to say something else here now, but the child that shouts the loudest does get the most attention, and they're often the ones that get in trouble fairly quickly, right? Because it's just often our response. But we have to keep an eye on the little dark horses, the quieter ones, because they also know the sibling that gets the most attention. And they can provoke as well. They can give a dig. The louder vocal child kind of, you know, gives a yelp. And automatically, and often that response is, we come in going, what are you after doing? And the little quiet one in the corner, and I say this to my clients, I'm like, oh my God, that is exactly, because they might come in and it's all talk about the child that maybe is causing a lot of the winding up and they're the kind of instigator, whereas they do kind of smile and go, yeah, well, little Jimmy actually does tend to kick things off. They're just very smart and cute about it.
Yeah, see, the difficulty is, I think sometimes, particularly if there's any form of violence involved, you know, if they hit out or they slap or they push or they shove,
yeah.
is your immediate reaction as a parent
yeah.
is to admonish that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hit, you can't slap. It doesn't matter how you were provoked. Are you listening to my house here? I feel myself parenting across the airwaves here. You know, that's yeah. your reaction, isn't it? That's the wrong thing to do? How do you handle that?
It's okay. So I think for most part, we want our kids to be safe, right? But also it's important that we establish kind of a zero tolerance for physicality, because we don't want our kids growing up thinking, well, this is acceptable and this is what we do too if someone is irritating me or upset. That being said, there is that kind of question of, do you take sides? When do you intervene? So if one child has clearly provoked another, yes, you deal with it. For younger kids, it's often about distraction and diffusing. It doesn't always work, particularly for older kids, and particularly if something is physical. You deal with that accordingly. But it's often waiting until things have calmed before you actually start talking about it. And that's often where our kids will... you know, it's where we need to kind of go, look, we don't expect you to be getting on all the time. Like your brother and sister, this happens. We can see that you get frustrated and upset. But it's also important that we respect what we say to one another. We respect each other's space, each other's belongings. And that's kind of instilling boundaries and expectations at home. Something that they're going to need skills in life as they get older. And it's great that we have opportunity to teach these skills at home. And I know for some people, and they're listening going, oh yeah, it's great, Aoife. But if at the same time, if we step in every time we hear a yelp, you know, telling tales, you know, the bit of griping and the whinging and whatever you like to call it, our kids are going to get so used to it, and then they're calling out on us and they're expecting us to come in and resolve every time. And sometimes the more we feed in, the more emotion, energy, and really kind of we get agitated, upset, and our tolerance levels are short. That's where a situation can blow up as well. So you can have sometimes a blind eye. It's just tuning into the situation at hand.
But then if you've missed the situation, right, because yeah. you're busy doing the 4,500 yes. other things, jobs on
yes.
the list,
yeah.
then it can be difficult to know sometimes if you need to intervene because you've actually missed the row. So you turn around to say, look, I'm not getting involved, go and sort it out yeah. yourself.
Mm.
And then the poor child who actually has been wronged feels, well, they didn't support me there and they didn't see me there. So
yeah.
how do you know when to intervene?
So if that is what we're describing there, it is okay to come back again, not when everything is kicking off, but waiting until all has somewhat calmed. Because if there is stress in the house, whether it be the kids or the adult, for the children, they are dysregulating. They are experiencing a stress response. Some will go into fight mode, others will go into flight mode, right? And in that moment, our children have great difficulty rationalising, self-regulating, and all logic and reasoning. They don't have that ability in that moment. So if there's anything we can do is come in, validate emotions, but when things kind of calm and think, right, what's going to be helpful the next time? And kind of say to them, look, it is okay to separate. You don't have to be best friends, but at the same time, we need to be respectful of one another. And like I said, yeah. respecting space, belongings, etc.
So that goes to the, it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be cross, it's okay to not yeah. like your sister, brother, but it's not okay to...
Yeah, X, Y, Z, the boundaries and the expectations place. And look, at the end of the day, the adults, it's the same in adults. We all, you know, like when it comes to adult siblings, it's the same applies. We can't force the relationships either.
Okay, I'd like to thank this texter who's just texting. Irish kids are conditioned by Paw Patrol to yelp for help.
Oh,
okay, switch off the Paw Patrol there. There's bad lessons yeah. for our children. If there is that rivalry there in childhood, Aoife, is it likely that that goes on into adulthood, do you think? If it's real rivalry as opposed to just that, you know, bickering that every
Look,
family does.
You know, if let's say, I can't speak on behalf of, you know, households, but in general, if maybe there is a child at home that requires a lot of support and care, maybe there are additional needs and a lot of attention is paid to that child, some kids can feel a little bit like, what about me? And they can act up and push the boundaries just to kind of get that connection and attention. But I think over the course of time, And I see my own kids and my older two children, they get on so much better than they did 5 years ago. And I kind of grace that and think, right, well, there's hope for us all. But, you know, our kids will, they grow out of, you know, and they experience life and they appreciate each other more as they get older. And then adults are adults and we're grown up then to navigate those relationships between our siblings as you know, as we get older in adult life.
Well, we hope. But this texter said, how do I deal with sibling rivalry between adults living in the same house? One is 28 and the other is 32. And God, sometimes I don't know where to turn. Bad language, door slamming, and sometimes just pure hate between each other.
Do you know, I would say it is not that parent's responsibility to create amends between those siblings. But if they're living in the family home, it is okay to establish boundaries around the conversations they have within the family and respecting property as well.
All right. I'm going to take this brief and all of my notes here home this evening and I'm going to implement all of them. Aoife Lee, parenting coach of parentssupport.ie. Thank you for joining us in studio today and thank you for all of that information.
Cheers.
And advice.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.